knocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
It's the end of the first hour on Friday, and that means it's time for us to pick our blog of the week. Jeff has his pick. I have my pick. We'll put both of them at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. We're reading your blogs. If you'd like us to read it, let us know that it exists. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Put the widget there, if you can, that you find at our support page, issuesetc.org. Click Support at the bottom of the page, and we'll start reading your blog. Maybe we will pick it one of these weeks.
My pick this week is We Are All Beggars by Pastor Anthony Voltatorini. Probably mispronounce that.
I mispronounced his name the last time I picked his blog.
Pastor, would you phonetically send us an email phonetically spelling your
name? He already did.
He did?
Oh, yeah, okay. After I mispronounced it a couple months ago.
I didn't get that one. Well, send it to me if you would. I'd appreciate it. It's a blog post titled Death and Advent. A good friend of mine just lost the baby she was carrying, Kyrie eleison. Such tragedy will inevitably change the way we act and celebrate the season of Advent and Christmas time. Yet it does not change the meaning. For all of the things that we surround ourselves with during Advent, it's the things which are not there that carry the greatest understanding of the need for this season. More than anything else, Advent is a time of longing and darkness, and such it fits us well. We long for what was, for what we thought might be, for all that is gone, and that which we cannot get back. A person absent from the Christmas table, an empty spot in the pew on Christmas Eve, one less person to shop for, one less set of arms to hug, one less set of ultrasound pictures to pass around. The pain is crippling, the darkness, the longing for what is gone, for what we cannot get back. But this is what Advent is all about. For God has not promised that you will ever feel better about such death in this world. He has not promised that life will turn around for you, or that next year will be better, or whatever shallow or false comfort you've been given. If Christ, however, the Savior of the nations, has promised to come. This is Advent. Christ comes again on the last day to forever set things right. He binds the brokenhearted, he lifts the fallen, he strengthens the weak, he rescues those in need of saving. And during Advent, we long for his return to do exactly that, to wipe away our tears and to make all things new. As such, we who live with wants and desires and dreams that will never be in this world, we need Advent, for it points us to the promise of our Savior, the one who comes wrapped in our flesh as a newborn child, so that he might go to the cross for my friend's lost baby. For your loved ones, for you. He comes to us now in word and sacrament, delivering this life and salvation purchased on the cross, and he will come again. So we wait, we long, we utter the words, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, We Are All Beggars.
My pick comes from one I've picked several times before, Incarnatus Est. Pastor Gregory Alms is the author of this one. And I had picked one that he called Wearing the Cross, Pastoral Leadership Fads. I do recommend that you go and read it. It's a great perspective on pastoral leadership fads. But in the intervening moments, in fact, just a few moments ago, he actually posted a graphic that I think is somewhat hilarious, too. I'll also have a link to that. The 20 most played Christmas songs, and the graphic simply reads, every year American culture embarks on a massive project carefully recreate the Christmases of the baby boomers' childhood. It's actually an ASCAP BMI kind of a reporting on the most popularly played Christmas songs, and when they debuted in the lives of the baby boomers, I think it says a lot. And it gives me another opportunity to talk about Lutheran Public Radio Christmas Eve, LutheranPublicRadio.org. No sleigh ride, no Santa Claus is coming to town, no rocking around the Christmas tree, and no Christmas until Christmas. Christmas Eve for you, LutheranPublicRadio.org. You'll be able to hear sacred Christmas music for the real Christmas season, a Christmas present for our listeners. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org. The video is right there at the bottom of the homepage. You can also watch the video and comment on it if you like at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Hour two of Issues Etc. is straight ahead. We're going to kick it off talking with Rick Horton, who is a play-by-play and color commentator for the Cardinals. Get his thoughts on the Angels signing Albert Pujols for 10 years and $250 million. That is $250 million over 10 years, and Albert leaves the Cardinals. We'll see what that will mean for the future of the Cardinals, especially for its new manager, Mike Matheny. Rick Horton will be our guest. Then we'll talk with Dr. Beverly Yonke about children and the creed of culture, and we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week with you. That comes up in about a half hour. Hour two in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.